Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The White House reports progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that while some progress has been made, additional work is required to seal a deal.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
That possible deal coincides with news reports indicating that negotiators are close to finalizing an agreement to release some of the hostages taken during the October 7th attack on Israel, where over 200 people were held captive by the militant group last month. Today marks President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. If he were to secure re-election, Biden would reach the age of 86 by the conclusion of his second term in office. Despite his age, Biden maintains that he is capable of handling the responsibilities of the job. A new poll, not good news for President Biden.
In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump is gathering 48% support, while Biden has 41%. Recent surveys indicate Trump's outperformance of Biden in several pivotal battleground states. I'm John Schaefer.
More free COVID-19 tests available from the federal government. Dave Collins has the details.
COVIDtest.gov is offering those who already ordered their four free tests from the website earlier this fall. An additional four tests are available now. Those who haven't ordered any tests since the website relaunched in September can order eight tests now.
This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Actor Wayne Brady recuperating following a car accident that escalated into a physical altercation in California. That incident occurring in Malibu on Sunday night when Brady's car was struck by another vehicle. Both the drivers got out and engaged in an argument that turned physical. The other driver fled the scene after the altercation. Wayne Brady called the police, leading to the arrest of the other driver on charges of battery, DUI, and hit and run. As America moves about the country this holiday weekend, flying might be a better experience this year than previous years. Lance Pry explains.
The Thanksgiving holiday rush is underway at airports across the nation, with 30 million travelers expected to fly by the week's end. You can always check the wait times for your airport online, but the rule of thumb this holiday season is to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours ahead of your flight. The TSA is better prepared this Thanksgiving than years prior, with a nearly 2% increase in staff nationwide.
AAA does anticipate that over 55 million people will head out on Thanksgiving travel. The majority of those Americans, though, projected to reach their destinations by car. Three people are hurt after a light pole came crashing down at Disneyland. Powerful winds hitting Anaheim. One person transported to a hospital for serious injuries. The other two were treated on the scene. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy Thanksgiving week to you. May you have a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude as we start off this incredible holiday season together, you and I. Good to have you with us. Bob Edelman is going to be joining us in just a second, the former investment advisor, regular contributor to the New American Magazine. In fact, let's bring him on now. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, Democrats, they have a lot to fear. You know, yes, Bidenomics, all these policies that the American people have been subjected to. Joe Biden goes around and tells everybody not to worry. Janet Yellen says, hey, we got it all under control, just like Mayorkas says about the southern border. But our lying eyes, doggone it, they just get in the way. And the truth is quite clear that what Joe Biden has done is just basically run a wrecking ball through every aspect and institution of our government. The everyday people, the forgotten men and women are hurting, living paycheck to paycheck, Bob, and this is one disaster. I am surprised, frankly, with the polling that shows him with an approval rate of 40%. It's like, what planet are the 40% coming from? Because when you have such a super majority of people in so much pain, did they not understand the question? Or are they just so ideologically fixed that there's no way that they can vote for anything but for a Democrat?
Well, I think they've successfully painted themselves into a corner. And from our perspective, it's a delicious quandary.
Mm-hmm.
Here he's got it. We've got a guy. He just turned 81 yesterday.
Happy birthday.
The president in U.S.
Yes.
history.
Right.
Here's the scary part. If he wins, he will be the oldest president ever and far above the average life expectancy of a male in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's a brand new number that just popped up.
Yeah, you're looking at 86 years of age, and his level of deterioration mentally just in the 2.5 years that he's been in office is so notable that even his own party members are just wincing and making comments, not as overt as those on the right, certainly, but nonetheless, it's just way too obvious.
Well, I was just in preparation for our conversation, Bill. I was just looking at a number of articles from the left. One comes from, what was this one? Financial Times.
Mm-hmm.
To prevent a second term, they write, of Donald Trump, Democrats must accept the fact that what is going wrong in this country is their basic proposition, an aged candidate, his unpopular running mate, Kamala Harris, and the inflation that he has overseen. The problem isn't the reframing of it. The problem is the reality of it when people go to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
The party, it says here, I'm quoting, is set to put a man who looks each and every one of his 81 years back into office for another 4 years. There's something else, and I've got to just, while I'm on a roll here, Bill.
Yeah, keep it going.
The Democrats can't spin or present their way out of it. The material experience of voters. Any president who oversees high inflation would be in electoral trouble. One who has passed vast spending bills to which those price hikes could be attributed should be doomed. But Americans next November have to decide who leads them for the following 4 years. The Democratic proposition, a man 8 years older than the U.S. male life expectancy with an unloved lieutenant, asks voters to accept too much risk. And this is from the left.
Wow. Well, you know, I like it. You know, they use the term overseeing inflation. He created it. He and the Democratic Party single-handedly exacerbated inflation. They brought it on by shutting down the pipelines, you know, compromising our energy independence, basically blowing it up. And, of course, that is the common thread with all our economic woes. And this is all done by Joe Biden and those on the left promoting this green agenda based on a theory that they want everybody to believe is fact.
Why don't we go down that road for just a second?
Okay.
I went around the country for the John Birch Society trying to explain the mechanism of the Federal Reserve and how it actually creates new currency.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that, of course, the government has no money of its own. And the only money it can get is through taxation, through borrowing, or when borrowing and taxation isn't enough, they go to the Federal Reserve to create new currency that then can be spent. What this is likened to is like expanding a soup. You have some guests coming over for dinner and you haven't got quite enough soup, so you pour some water into it to expand the quantity of soup.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it right, nobody will notice.
Right.
Unfortunately, the average American now notices. He sees what he's paying for gasoline and what he's paying for groceries. And he knows exactly where it's coming from. We have successfully, in my opinion, educated enough Americans to know that this is a shell game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Federal Reserve that is responsible for the runaway inflation. It now costs 20% more to buy the basic grocery cart of items than it did before Biden got into the office. 20%. That means that the dollar buys 20% less.
Exactly. Well, okay, yeah, Biden directly, but and the Fed, you're certainly right, and I agree with you. They're co-conspirators in this whole situation. I mean, the Fed should be the one. Their responsibility is to manage inflation and in terms of keeping it down, not exacerbating it, right? So they've compromised their own mission.
Well, somebody once asked me what I would do. You know, I was ranting about the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do if I were the chairman of the Federal Reserve, I'd resign. The machinery is like, what shall they call it? It was designed to inflate the currency. It was like the French Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Even though those monstrous machines that cut off heads were run by nuns, it didn't matter. They still cut off heads. The Fed can't be fixed. It can't be reined in. It has to. I think Ron Paul is exactly right. This is not a fixable situation. Ultimately, it has to be abolished.
Bob, if the Democrats and Joe Biden are voted out, you know what is required for this next term is a tremendous amount of courage and authority, where there has to be such a super mandate, you know, and I mean the challenge we have is you got two parties that are compromised. Nobody's claiming the Republican Party is perfect, but they're not as bad as the Democrats.
But, I mean, if there's going to be any change in anything to the trajectory that you're suggesting here and that others are suggesting, and where there is a major cleanup through every three-letter institution in our country, it is going to require leadership that America heretofore has not experienced, in my humble opinion. We've got 9 seconds left, so rather than run you up against the wall, let's leave everybody with that thought for just a moment and let them know that you'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Way like here from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bob Edelman continues with us, the former investment advisor and regular contributor to the New American Magazine. So I proffered the proposition here, Bob, and I'm going to let you answer it.
Well, you had suggested what could anybody do to remedy the situation. Let's take Trump out of the picture. Mm-hmm. Our savior isn't going to come in a limousine. Let's figure out how to fix what has been going on wrong in our country for decades, if not hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen in November? It doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, it's not going to be solved through an economic policy or lack of. It's not going to be, in my opinion, a political solution where we have to, encourage the rhinos to grow a backbone, that sort of thing.
Right.
I'm persuaded, looking at history, and I'm an amateur student of history, that our situation is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
That the whole growth of this Marxist element has been going on since the mid-1800s.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We need to recognize that it has infiltrated every corner of the culture. And without knowing it, and now all of a sudden we do know it. We've got to give Mr. Trump credit for that, that he has exposed the perfidy of the national media, the mainstream, downstream media, whatever you want to call it. But our real issue, ultimately, those representatives that represent us allegedly in Congress were elected by voters. Remember that Nancy Pelosi's acceptance and approval rating in her district is an astonishing 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to start there. And that, frankly, has been the basic understanding of the educational program of the Birch Society.
Mm-hmm.
And moving beyond that is the growth, and I'm greatly encouraged, Bill, and I don't want to end the show on a negative. I am greatly encouraged with the ongoing revivals that are taking place in our country.
Exactly.
I am greatly encouraged at the shrinkage of the establishment churches and being replaced by, call them charismatic, Pentecostal. What I'm talking about is people who do believe the Trinity and who understand the power of God in history and their commitment to him to stand up against the evil one. I am more encouraged now than I have been in a long, long time. And I've been involved in the freedom fight like you have for more than 50 years. I am so excited about what the Lord of the universe, the King, the Maker, our Creator, has in mind for us. It could get ugly. There could be martyrs.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, he is using the Biden administration, in my opinion, to wake up his people as to the imminent danger we're facing.
Exactly. I agree 100%, Bob, with what you just shared. The general consensus is that politics is downstream the culture, right? It is the culture that should affect politics. But what's happened is politics turned that around. They superseded culture, and they're telling culture how they should behave. You see, and you got the tail shaking the dog. This is the problem. And unless there is that spiritual awakening, which I'm like you, I am seeing what I call bonfires of revival happening, which the mainstream media is not reporting on, and I don't expect them to, and that's okay. But it is happening where it needs to happen, and people are waking up, to these godly principles, because there's pain here in River City. We're back to the Book of Judges, right? Where, everything's prosperous, they're doing okay, they're doing well, they start to see things according to their own eyes until they're captured. And right now, we are captured by the God of this current world and this current spirit that's running rampant and has returned with a vengeance upon upon all lands, not just America. This is around the world. This is what's going on. And this is why you hear even in countries outside of America, Bob, they're saying, they're praying for us, that our country would heal, that the light of freedom on that shining hill that John Winthrop talked about would shine brightly once again if God should decide to, to hold back. And again, in his timing, we don't know. We're not talking, any specific timeline. We know that God is in charge of the timeline and it will happen. But here's the options is that we cannot continue
We cannot continue on the trajectory that we're on right now, where we're killing babies, where we're where we're doing just incredible damage, lifelong damage to children by altering their bodies, violating godly principles. We're doing so much damage as a society, and this cannot continue. It is untenable. And this is what's waking people up, is because of the pain of that reality. Bob, you're exactly right, is waking people up and realizing they've got to take a stand for their children and grandchildren, for the next generation. This thing has gotten way out of hand, and the answer is exactly right. It is God himself. We must humble ourselves. We must turn from our wicked ways. God has given us the solution to it, and look to God. Ask for forgiveness. He is faithful to forgive us, and he will heal our land.
Well, you have quoted, and you're referring, of course, to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Mm-hmm. I'd like to read that and then comment about this business about the rapture.
Right.
In the few minutes we have left. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, I think that, and I've studied this end times eschatology business, and I belong to a Pentecostal charismatic church, and we've been counting the ways that all the little stepping stones toward the second, third coming, whatever you want to call it, of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that an awful lot of people are using that coming rapture as an excuse to just lay back in the hammock and pop a cold one and turn on football and wait for the rapture. And I think that is blasphemy. Mm-hmm. I think we are called to occupy. We are called to continue to spread the gospel.
Exactly.
Even into an unbelieving world, maybe especially into an unbelieving world, and not just give it up and simply saying Christ is coming, not to worry, have a nice day.
I've got mine. Sorry you don't have yours, right?
good point, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, that's quite audacious. But I don't think that attitude will get you to where you think you're going to end up. I think that attitude will get you to that meeting with Jesus who says, hey, leave me, depart from me, I didn't even know you. And you're going to say, hey, but I did this, right? I mean, just the mere thought of that response from Jesus himself. The first time I read that, I go, oh, my God.
The
worst words, that's, you know, before that, the worst words that I heard as a child growing up was when my dad would say to me, he'd say, William, I want you to know that you have disappointed me and your mother. And my dad did not, my dad never, you know, he disciplined, he had 9 kids, and he wasn't one to spare the rod, okay? I can tell you, Bob, when he said that to me, I went and got the rod for him. I'd much rather be disciplined with the rod than to hear those words, that I disappointed him and my mother.
Oh, Bill, that was wonderful. Thank you for that.
I tell you, remembering it, it chokes me up to this day, Bob. That's the kind of impact that it had on my life, and I can only imagine from that example what it would be like to stand in front of Jesus and him to say, hey, get away from me, I don't even know you. May it not be so. Exactly.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, Bob Edelman, thank you so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving, a most blessed season. For this holiday year, okay?
Same to you, my good friend. Thank you for all you're doing.
You got it. Bob Edelman's been our guest.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days.
We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA News Update. The White House reports they're close to a deal to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza since 200 people were taken captive on October 7th. Today marks President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. If he secures re-election, he would reach the age of 86 by the conclusion of his second term. In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race, 48% to 41. More free COVID tests available from the federal government. Those who already ordered their four free tests from the website earlier this fall get an additional four tests. If you didn't order any tests when the website relaunched in September, you can order eight tests. COVIDtests.gov. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Happy Thanksgiving early to you. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. I'm going to give you another chance here to participate in this great American PureFlix Christmas promotion. Okay? Works easy. All you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, in the subject. Say, I'm a winner. This way I know that you're participating in this promotion. What this promotion is all about, if you know anything about PureFlix, they're the ones that have dedicated and committed, you know, to family-friendly movies, especially during the holidays, you know, Christmas movies, Easter movies, and you can binge your hearty little heart off with it. In fact, this week it's to celebrate Taste of the Season. That is the theme going on this week, which is quite appropriate considering it's Thanksgiving, because there's nothing like the smells and taste of the holidays. It's like you'll have smell-o-vision in your home watching all these great movies and see all the scrumptious holiday meals that are part and parcel of the storyline as well. So good fun. And if you're familiar with PureFlix, you know what it's all about. Family-friendly, safe for everybody. The children, you know, will enjoy it, and you'll binge your happy little Christmas heart out this holiday season. And this time you can do it absolutely free, because we have six-month free subscriptions that we're giving away. And if you would like a six-month free subscription to the Great American PureFlix Christmas promotion, you'll have access absolutely free to all the movies for the next 6 months. Take you all the way past Easter, okay? So again, send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. I'm a winner in the subject line. And look, if we pull your name, then, hey, we're going to be sending you the six-month subscription. And to your heart's content, you can enjoy all these great holiday movies, huh? Is that a deal? Okay, you're on. Katie Taleno is with us right now, the executive director of Alliance Healthcare Sharing Ministries. And we're going to be talking about the No Surprise Act. Katie, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me again, Bill.
Well, let's talk about, you know, what's going on
with the surprise billing arbitration that reporters are and that we're being told is still a mess nearly 2 years after a surprise medical ban took effect. The process for settling billing disputes between insurers and providers is still mired in litigation, and many cases remain unresolved. So can you break it down and tell us what's going on?
Yes, sure. So, you know, the Biden administration is not just sort of doubling down on, you know, expanding abortions and cutting the breasts off children, but also just in the bread and butter healthcare issues, they're kind of screwing up what Congress actually worked very hard to solve when it comes to surprise bills. And the surprise bills, just to remind your audience, are those bills when you go to an in-network hospital or facility, like a radiology facility or a lab. You go to an in-network because you're smart and you don't want to pay too much. And so you get there, but then you're seen by a doctor, or even not seen by a doctor, but you're served in some way by a doctor, like a radiologist reads your x-ray or an emergency room physician, you know, treats you in the ER. Those doctors are not in-network, it turns out, sometimes, often, in fact. And they will then send you an out-of-network bill. So your insurance pay, you know, what happens when there's no network is there's no contract between the hospital and the doctor, and or between the insurer and the doctor. And so, you know, your insurer will pay basically what they want to pay to this out-of-network doctor, and then the doctor will bill you for the rest, and you're on the hook for it. And so, you know, this is a problem, and it was such a rampant problem, and it was particularly bad because a bunch of doctors were being bought up by these private equity-owned staffing firms that were taking advantage of this very lucrative practice of surprise billing people. And so it created an outcry and an uproar in Congress. And Congress actually, for some Christmas miracle, honestly, is what it was in 2020, passed a bill to solve this problem. And they created a process where if the doctor or the hospital is real mad because the insurer won't pay the out-of-network rate that they bill, so they send you a sticker price, right? And the insurer writes back, like, no thanks, I'll pay you this much. And then if the doctor doesn't like it, he used to bill the patient. Now, when No Surprises Act, what he has to do is he has to say, well, okay, I can't work this out with the insurer. I'm not allowed to bill the patient anything more than the in-network rate, but I don't want to take that in-network rate, so I'm going to start a dispute process. And Congress set up what was supposed to be an arbitration process. And the arbitration process is supposed to take into account, you know, basically what out-of-network doctors are getting paid in that market, as well as many other things, like what the in-network doctors are getting paid in that market, any extraordinary circumstances around a particular bill. It's supposed to happen on a bill-by-bill basis. It's not supposed to be like, hey, this arbitrator's just going to set prices for the whole market. So they were very careful about describing how this worked, because you can imagine the doctor lobbies were very scared about this bill. They did. They were sure that they were going to get hosed, and that is, in fact, what has happened. So the Biden administration implemented a regulation to execute on this rule, on this law, and it basically kind of undid the fair assessment the arbitrator is supposed to do. Basically said they put their thumb on the scale of the insurance companies instead of the doctors. Now, I am not in favor of doctors price gouging patients or insurers. And so, I think they've been taking everybody to the cleaners a little too long. I also recognize that it's often not the insurance company, it's the employer who is paying those outrageous prices. So I'm not taking the doctor's side on this, but I will say that the Biden administration has been struck down in court four times now by the Texas Medical Association, which sued them four times over their bad implementation of this law. So, you know, last week, a bunch of Republicans on the House Ways and Means Committee sent a mean letter to the Biden administration saying, seriously, are you the Keystone Cops? Like, why can't you get this right? You keep the courts. Like, it's nice that the courts actually respect the law. Thank God in Texas they still do. But so we appreciate that. But my goodness. Anyway, so that's where we are.
So in the meantime, the courts are still, you know, covering the interests of the American people. But the Biden and the totalitarian regime that he is heading, they just cannot help themselves. You see, and the thing is, this is just a case in point, because this type of mentality and this model that they are excited, just in this case, is symbolic of everything else that they can put their fingers on that they mess up, right? I mean, I sit here, and Katie, I got to tell you, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, almost bruising my brain trying to come up with something positive that the Biden administration has done that I can say, well, I'm glad he's there because he handled this. I mean, unlike any other president in my lifetime, this president has been, you know, consistently wrong and injurious to the everyday man and woman.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I will say there is one good thing that I can say that the Biden administration has done in the healthcare space, and that I was relieved about. When I was in the Trump White House, we passed a price transparency rule that all hospitals and insurers had to post publicly their secretly negotiated contracted rates with each other so that patients and employers could actually find, you know, where is the lowest price here that I can go? And we thought that, like, you know, in every other industry, price transparency would actually lead to price competition, which might lower prices. That's what happens in every other industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I was sure, I mean, we had, getting that through was like, you know, a holy war. I mean, we took every incoming from the swamp, the healthcare swamp, which rose up to stop this, of course. And so I was sure that, you know, only a kind of fearless president like Donald Trump would be able to withstand that kind of industry pressure. And that the Biden people would, you know, buckle and they would undo it. Well, I will say, even though it pulled at like 95%, you know, it's a totally nonpartisan issue.
Right.
I will say the Biden people did not withdraw that rule. They have been very less than impressive at enforcing it, but they did not. And in fact, they doubled down on it. So I'll give them that. But they really are screwing up this No Surprises Act and many, many other things, as you note.
Right, exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. Katie Tolento is with us, and you know, we'll talk more about your health care and you know, what the coming years will look like when we're looking at you know, at this national health care situation that we're living under. So stay with us. More from Katie on the other side of the break.
You like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Thank you. day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Katie Talendo with the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries continues with us. You know, Katie, here we are. You know, any time the government has decided to interfere with our liberties and our choices, and sometimes the maybe I'm a bit cynical. It seems that so often the motivation is to somehow garner votes, to ingratiate themselves to a voting bloc that will get them reelected. But in the process of doing that, it limits or even takes away our freedoms and liberty and compromises the product that we end up with. Because the government has to think in terms of one size fits all. I mean, we're 340 million people. I mean, we just can't fit all in the same T-shirt here. We're all in different sizes and different likes and that. And here we are. We were sold a bill of goods with Obamacare saying, oh, look, if you have your doctor, you can keep your doctor, all these great and wonderful things that people had, immediate objections to. Barack Obama basically lied to the American people. Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi says, oh, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, here it is, and it's a nightmare, and we still live with this thing has just been an absolute boondoggle. But this is what what appeals to me in terms of the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries is that people can customize and take control of their healthcare in a way that is responsible, that is based on freedom and affordability, right?
Yeah, and I think that you make a really important point that kind of, you know, with healthcare, it's difficult because I think a lot of us who are conservative leaning and sort of free market minded have traditionally, and Republicans, you know, I grew up in the Republican side of the aisle on all these issues for many years working in the Senate and the executive branch. And, you know, our orthodoxy was we don't interfere with the healthcare free market. And I think what's really changed is that there's an increasing exploitation of the patients and the payers of healthcare, whether that's the patients, the employers, unions, the taxpayers, increasing exploitation by an industry that has run amok, and healthcare is neither free nor a market. And because of that, you know, we have to get out of our sort of knee-jerk defense of what has truly become indefensible, the way the current healthcare market is working. It is an industry racket. It is largely monopolistic. And, you know, the government kind of does everything badly. And bless their hearts, they're trying, as you mentioned, they're trying to fix this problem, sort of the way they have fixed, you know, kind of breaking up the Ma Bell, you know, utilities mm-hmm. of old. And they're thinking, well, maybe that's the only way to deal with, you know, such dramatic market distortion. And so, you know, everyone's kind of wringing their hands. We're the only country in the world that has not totally socialized this. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we're struggling. We're struggling. Not that we should socialize it, but we have to figure out a way. And I think that, you know, we can't wait for Washington to come save us. And yet all of us need health care at some point. And so exactly. there has to be a solution outside of the traditional model. And that's what healthcare sharing ministries really offer is, you know, Christians coming together as a community and living out the Acts 2 mandate to bear one another's burdens. And so there, you know, we share each other's medical bills. We're not mm-hmm. an insurance company. And what we offer is not insurance, but it is sort of like a homeschool co-op for healthcare. You know, mm-hmm. it's like we're all getting together and we're sharing these medical bills as best we can, you know, until there's some better solution out there, which none right. of us are seeing yet.
Well, the reality for our family, Katie, when we participated in sharing ministries, it was night and day. You know, insurance rates were going up. And we went and investigated healthcare sharing ministries and found that, you know, we could save money, have a sense that there was insurance there. And but it was supported by, fellow believers who believed as we did. And it was very, you know, it was very effective, and it was there, you know, for us because, you know, when we looked at all the money that we were paying, you know, to insurance companies, you know, for healthcare, what did we get? Okay, we got our teeth cleaned, you know, we didn't even get a free doctor visit, you know, kind of deal. So there was really, you know, it was just all outgo. And after, you know, all the years with a family of four that I paid insurance companies, I didn't even get a Christmas card or a birthday card. You know, not that I expected it, but even still, I mean, for all the money that I paid into their system, you know, it was just, this idea, well, you had insurance just in case, you know, kind of thing. But when we went to a healthcare sharing ministry program, it was night and day. I mean, we got what we wanted, and that was health insurance when we needed it, and it just worked out more favorably for us on many levels. We saved, I don't know, probably about 60% just right off the bat. That's us.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're alluding to is that many, many people like you are seeing that there's just not enough value in insurance anymore. Mm-hmm. And I want to be clear. I want to push back a little that healthcare sharing ministries are not insurance. There is
right.
sort of no guarantee to pay. And I think that a lot of times people get nervous about that kind of language, especially when we talk to regulators or legislators outside of the faith community. They get nervous mm-hmm. about this healthcare sharing ministry thing because you know, unlike those of us in the faith community, we know that you can bank on the Christian community being there for you. You know, mm-hmm. if you're a pregnant woman, you know you're going to get 5 casseroles, you know, as soon as you deliver yeah. that baby, and you can take that to the bank. And so yeah. we are used to relying on each other, whether it's homeschooling or, you know, ministries to the sick. We're used to relying on each other. So although it's not insurance, it is a reliable solution for so many people. And you're right that it tends to be much more affordable than mm-hmm. insurance. And, you know, there's just something to be said about Christians who take care of their bodies and who, you know, live clean, wholesome lives actually exactly. spend less on healthcare. And because of right. that, you know, they're able to do this in they're able to do it in a much more affordable way than insurance companies and the government can.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, at least my experience has been, is the ministries themselves, they'll negotiate on your behalf, you know, for any hospital care and that sort. They'll do the kind of thing that you think, well, the government should do, but it just seems, you know, more personal.
and in the process of being able to do that. So they're, you know, they're an advocate for you in monitoring these expenses, because, you know, the ministries themselves feel a responsibility to the, you know, to the faith community that are participating, that are sharing in all this. And, you know, and sometimes it doesn't take a lot of negotiation to work with these, you know, these various health providers to be able to come up with something that's, you know, in terms of a reasonable discount in that. That's been my experience, Katie. Can you address that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think the role that the ministries themselves, as separate from their members, like the ministry organization itself, actually is there to serve, is to be your navigator and your advocate in the healthcare system. And so they facilitate the sharing between the members, but also most of them do help you negotiate, or they negotiate on your behalf, or they obtain discounts for you and make sure that, you know, you're not getting price gouged and you're not getting exploited by a system that is just used to dealing with insurance companies. And if you're not insured, they want to give you the sticker price, you know. Right. So you don't have healthcare sharing ministries paying the sticker price, and that's really important. But I also just want to double down on what you said about how much more personal it is. You know, healthcare, when we're getting a diagnosis or we're dealing with a healthcare challenge or a crisis, that is the most vulnerable time of our lives. If it's ourselves, it's scary and it's anxiety inducing. If it's our child, it's, you know, an existential crisis, right? And right. So that is not the time when you want some cold insurance bureaucracy coming between you and the doctor or right there in the exam room with you. You know, you want your community of Christian believers surrounding you, you know, with all the saints and angels and the Holy Spirit right there with you in that exam room, holding your hand, either metaphorically or actually. And so the beautiful thing about healthcare sharing ministries is it's not just a financial transaction. Members are praying for each other as well as paying for each other. And you know, there are beautiful stories of ministries that one of our ministries, if one of their members passes away, they show up on a plane to deliver a check to help with funeral expenses. Another of our ministries sends a sympathy care package to any family that's experienced a miscarriage. So these are really beautiful stories. And lots of times one ministry, you know, you get checks in the mail, but you also get little notes of encouragement and prayers. And it's really a different way of doing healthcare. And it's a more human way.
It's a godly way. Right? I mean, this is what the Bible tells us to do in caring and helping each other with our burdens. And why not? I mean, what a blessed opportunity, Katie, you know, that Healthcare Sharing Ministries is doing on behalf of people of faith to come together, as you say, not only to pay, but to pray. And I think praying is probably more significant than the paying part, frankly. In my humble opinion, I'm sure others would probably agree that it was prayer that got them through, you know, some of these healthcare challenges that they went through. But it's nice to know that you've got people of faith behind you that will help carry that burden. And the success stories abound. There's no doubt about it. Where can they go for more information? Real quick.
Yes. CSM.org. That's Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries.
America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase.